Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Laura Cottom Scheibel, who, as the mother of three children involved in sports, was intrigued when she met Wella Hartig, the mom of Olympian Aaron Pearsall and his sister, world-class athlete, Haley. The result was a collaboration that produced Buoyant, a book which shares Wella's story and her advice about raising two champions, along with some current neuroscience research on the importance of physical fitness for brain health. So welcome, Laura.
Thanks, Stacey. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, it's our pleasure having you. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting story you have here, just bumping into a world champion mom raiser of kids.
I know. I was pretty floored when I first realized who she was. I was a little shy.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's okay. Now, what made you decide to write Buoyant after meeting her?
Well, actually, she asked me to tell her story, and I said, you know, well, I'm not a sports writer, and I knew how legendary both of her kids are in the world of swimming. Aaron's got 7 Olympic medals and 2 world records, and even though he's been retired 2 years, he still holds those 2 backstroke records. And then Haley was the 3rd woman in the world to break the 16-minute mark in the 1,500-meter freestyle. So these were big-time people. But I think the thing that really hooked me as a parent was as I started talking to Wella, she kept telling me it's a mom story, and I didn't understand that until I learned a little bit more about all the personalities involved. And Wella, as a young girl, you know, told me these funny stories about how she would get going on her bike. She had a gold Stingray boys bike, and she'd get going down the hills and stand on the seat, and I thought, I know this person, and I know a lot of kids like this. I know a lot of parents with kids like that. And she talked about Haley climbing out of her crib at 4 months old, and I thought, how did you raise those children? How did you do this? So I thought, you know, this is a story that I think moms and even dads and, you know, people who are considering having kids would really be interested in.
Now, what are some of the lessons that you learned in talking with Wella and writing Buoyant that other parents would benefit from?
I think there are a lot of different things. One issue is just how she managed those kids. And one of the things that's really resonated with me that I think other people will recognize is Wella had ADHD and anxieties herself, and she started coping with that by exercising as a young adult. And then when she had these kids that were super, you know, super energetic, well-balanced, active kids, she realized she was going to need to channel them too. And I think a lot of parents, you know, need to recognize that in their kids and need to figure out how to burn off some of that energy. So that's one thing I learned. But the other thing that was really interesting to me, besides she lived this really inspiring life, she turned around her circumstances and tapped into a need that a lot of children and adults have to be very physical. It struck me. I've seen a lot of triathletes lately, and I think, what is it that drives people to do that? But being around that intensity of Wella, I realized some people are just wired differently, and it gave me, you know, insight into that sort of a personality and some of the needs that a person like that has. It has a whole lot of energy and a whole lot of desire to compete.
Now, Laura, what would you say is the connection between exercise and mental health?
That is, I think, one of the things that I most learned from this whole story. I started researching as it dawned on me that she had these challenges to deal with, and she had a lot of stress as the kids got really famous and they were traveling around the country on their own, and it was very nerve-wracking for her. And it got to a point where she had a hard time dealing with that. And the exercise, she said, had gotten her through all of that. And I started researching. I talked to a bunch of neuroscientists and some other people that are behavioral specialists, and there's a lot of research going on right now. They are doing all sorts of different slices of this pie. How does exercise affect learning? How does it affect attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? And it's pretty a hot topic right now, actually. I think that one person told me that even small amounts of exercise were shown, when they were prescribed to people with severe depression, were shown to make a huge impact. And I think that we need to realize that there are a lot of kids that you see in schools, and you hear a lot about ADHD, and I think a lot of it is that our society is wired now to the computer and to the internet, and we drive around in cars, but our bodies are still biologically harnessed to this need to move. There's some brain research that shows that even a tiny amount of exercise starts to generate new brain cells, and it also has a lot to do with how you balance your neurotransmitters, which are the chemical messengers in the brain that sort of help regulate your emotions and, you know, anxieties. So I think that was really eye-opening for me.
So, Laura, what would you say to parents who have kids and maybe they're diagnosed, they don't want to give them the medication because, you know, there's so much of that going on, too, when your child is over-medicated. What would you suggest if they just can't get their kids to participate in, in different sports? And maybe it's not, hey, let's go sign them up for soccer or baseball. Maybe it's a different type of involvement with the physical movement. What would you suggest that they do to kind of coerce or convince their children to do that?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's some kids that don't want to compete and they don't want to be in organized sports, and that is completely legitimate. You know, we're all wired differently, really, and we have unique strengths and talents, and their talent, you know, Wella and Haley and Aaron are very physical people, but not all kids are, and yet our bodies all require physical activity. So there are things like yoga. There are things like walks in the park. I think the most important thing parents can do is teach their families to be active in ways that they all enjoy, because you're not only giving them physical health, which we knew for a long time was important, but I think that really helps with balance, especially in our highly overscheduled, you know, busy society. I think kids, there have just been mountains of evidence and books out and all sorts of things about how much we need to get our kids back into nature and how we need physical activity. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people are putting it together. You know, I think they're thinking of it in certain ways. They're thinking about, you know, games and PE and things like that. But there are so many ways, climbing and, you know, just sort of hiking through parks, anything that your child enjoys is a good way to get them out and moving. And I think it's really important. I think that's one of the best things you can do, is teach them to have an active lifestyle.
Well, Laura, tell our listeners how they can learn more about the book, Buoyant, and this story.
Well, the book has been out. It came out in time for Mother's Day as an e-book, so it's available at all the major retailers online for book sales. And we're really, really excited. It is so pretty. We've got a wonderful graphic designer, and the book cover just makes you want to plunge into the water. It's great. And it's coming out in October. It's been, right now, we've got a link on our Facebook fan page where you can actually order one of the first copies from the printer. But it'll be generally available again in mid-October, I think.
Well, great. Now, Laura, tell our listeners the Facebook fan page address, just in case.
Sure. It's facebook.com and then the backslash, and it's Buoyant, B-U-O-Y-A-N-T .the.book. And we've got things up. Wella did her first book signing this last weekend at the Ocean Swim with Aaron, so we've got some really fun pictures of the family there. And she's got some other things going on in California this next month, so there will be updates on there. If you are in that area, you can go and get your book signed if you'd like. And we'll keep you posted on other things, like when the book's coming out.
Well, great. Thank you so much again. We are with Laura Cottom-Scheibel, and the book is Buoyant, How Water and Willpower Helps Wella to Channel Aaron and Haley Pearsall. So thank you, Laura, for being here and for talking about such a really important topic.
Thank you, Stacey. Well, I appreciate the invitation to share all the information, and I hope people will take a look at it.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers who might be perfect for you. Till next time.